Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Wandiri Getogo, I'll be your host. In today's show, we have Charles Modiwa, who is the CEO of Stanbic Bank Kenya. Mr. Modiwa is one of the panelists who will be participating in Kenya Bankers Association Leading Women in Finance e-conference, which will be taking place on the 15th to 16th of October. My guest and I will talk about gender equality and diversity in financial institutions. Welcome to the show, Mr. Charles Modiwa.
Thank you very much, Wendy. It's really great to be here.
Why is it important for banking professionals to attend the upcoming Women in Finance e-conference?
I think it's important for banking professionals to attend for, I think, two key reasons. The first one is around business sustainability. One of the key components around business sustainability is diversity and inclusion. And unless businesses consider diversity and inclusion as a material component of their sustainability strategy, then they would miss this. So it's important that for that reason, they actually need to be there. The second issue is that the issue of gender is not just about an issue of dealing with it from a political or other issues, but it's also a business imperative because women are the majority of the population in our country. And therefore, it's important that actually the discussion around how we deal with women and how we think about it is actually also an economic discussion that must be had as well.
Thank you for that. I like that Stanbic Kenya has the DADA program, which promotes women financial inclusion. How would you say the program has facilitated inclusion of women in financial services? And what are some of the lessons that you have learned in the program that other financial institutions can adopt to enable women to start and grow their businesses?
There are a couple of benefits that we've given. The first thing is that we have been training women in terms of, so if you think about the women in business, which is the men that we focus in DADA, there are three things that they are looking for. The first thing that they are looking for is about skills in terms of how to run their businesses, how do they convert their idea into a business, what do they need to do to become entrepreneurs. That's the first thing. The second thing is that they're also looking for funding and supporting in terms of being able to get access to funds and to support them. Then the third thing is they're also looking for access to markets. And then, of course, the last piece, if I want to call it the fourth one, would then be how do they build sustainability by protecting and defending what they have and ensuring that their families are supported. And what you find is Stanbic looks at all those four parts, and DADA actually gives that. First and foremost, through training. So we've given a lot of training for women. Even during this COVID period, we ran a boot camp for DADA women, and we trained 500 business people around that. We've done another 300 which worked with Strathmore. So we are working towards providing skills around that. In terms of funding, we proceed to give funding. I think we've given almost 5,000 loans to women around this similar kind of arrangement, where we're giving support and almost close to 700 or so million shillings that has been given out. So we are giving support and funding to small businesses to allow them to grow. Then the last piece is around creating markets. We're currently working around how do we create markets. And the first market that we're creating is our own market at Stanbic to support women. We're running a program to train women around how do you access tenders? How do you become registered as a preferred supplier? What are those things that you need to do? So we are providing that platform that they require. Then the last piece is around how do you protect yourself? So we've been doing wellness programs that we're looking at. We're also doing programs around, if you want to call it insurance through our CL business, where we're starting to say, how do you protect your wealth? How do you guard against? So offering a healthy protection insurance around that. So those four parts, we actually are implementing them and we're seeing support for women around that. Now, on the other part around challenges, I mean, there have been a number of challenges that we've had to deal with and to manage around that. I mean, one, of course, is to look at the different types of women and understanding their specific needs. How do we ensure that they actually are, their needs are fully met? Secondly, to create a platform that allows them to access the banking services easily. So one is how do you fully meet their needs and do that? And we've had a lot of chats around understanding that there are different types of women with different needs that have to be met at different times. Second one is creating the right access. So the rural women, how do you ensure that they have access to these things versus the urban women? Then you've got the professional women who may have some level of income Then you've got women who have no access to security or other instruments that you need to have. So you have to understand their needs, but also provide the right access that allows them to be able to do these things. So even if you talk of digital platforms, some may not actually have the resources or the capability to access those. So how do you provide those support to all of them and understand them? And those are things that we've had to deal with, and we are working towards building that capability.
Interesting. I like that the DADA program is cutting across all demographics of women, from rural to urban to professional. Being that you have been at the helm in various institutions, what are some of the lessons you have learned through your journey that can provide guidance in closing the economic gender gap?
I think there are a couple of things there. One is our understanding what that economic gender gap is. And we take it for granted that in most instances, people do understand what it is. But in some instances, they don't understand. So education and explanation and giving people education, I think that's an important piece. The second piece is also giving opportunities. So it's not just about creating the education, but it's also about creating the opportunities. How do you provide the opportunities? Because people are not asking for charity. What they're asking for is, give us equal opportunities, give us a chance to try, allow us access to these things, then we can be able to do that. And that's what I've seen, that once you give people a chance and you give them access, you find they actually are able to do that. Then the last piece is, give us experience, because a lot of us don't have the time to give experience, and be prepared to walk us the journey with us, and then we can get us experience, then we can become better at it. And that's really what we want to do, and to be able to showcase those capabilities in terms of providing that support to women.
Interesting. In a nutshell, what are some of the things we should look forward to in your discussion in the upcoming Leading Women in Bank and Finance e-conference?
Well, I think people should look forward to a number of issues. I mean, challenging. I mean, that's what we want to do, to be out there and be able to challenge, but also to give people an understanding that there is actually merit in doing this and supporting women businesses. And it's good that we should do that. It's not just a gender issue. It's also a business issue, and it's also an economic issue. So we must support women and make sure that they actually do well, because it's not just about gender. It's also about business.
Yes. I think that is all for today, Mr. Charles. It's always a pleasure to